of biblical proportion.
With your host, Frank Whalen.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Frank Whalen.
I think fast, I talk fast. And I need you guys to act this if you want to get out of this.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
You never know when you might need them.
I am the smartest man alive!
Frankly Speaking Radio. Unconventional, unmatched, unafraid.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Frankly Speaking Radio.
Resistance is futile.
Good morning and welcome to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. I am glad you're here. Glad we're all here. It is, of course, Wednesday, October 21st, 2009, about 2 minutes past 11 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Needless to say, a lot of big stuff going on in the world. And I hope you paid attention, and I hope you picked up on the significance of that last story. If you did not, well, I don't know. I just think it's important that you know where you're getting your information from. Folks, there are way too much, too many disinformation people out there, way too many disinformation sources out there, and they posture and pose as if they're bringing you the truth, and I would urge you to explore if that's actually true. It's up to you. You got to determine that for yourself. But aside from all that, we have a special guest with us here today who's impeccability, whose integrity, whose heart and soul, I think, are without reproach. I never met more truer people than musicians. But we'll get to that in just a second. Let me remind you, firstly, that this hour is being brought to you by International Health, your vital resource for wellness solutions. They feature the next generation of colloidal silver known as Super Silver, and it is, in fact, super. If you don't know anything about silver in general, you can go to any search engine and look up any colloidal silver product, and they'll tell you all about the silver in general, what silver has been used for, why it's been used, what it does in general. But the only product that I have ever seen that actually has its own studies and its own science that they are allowed to tell you about is Super Silver. And it's because they were granted a patent by the United States Patent Office that said, you know, here are the results of over 50 clinical studies, and those results are true. So we have to allow them to do this. The FDA doesn't want you to know about colloidal silver, especially not this version of it, but now they have to. You know, the patent is out there. And you can read the patent for yourself at ihsite.com, ihsite.com. Now, if you're not partial to reading, you don't like it too much, maybe you don't know how, that's fine. You can watch a video on the Super Silver product itself. Now, again, it comes in different strengths and applications, liquid form, gel form, and so on and so forth. It's fantastic. And I want you to know about this. I want you to know about the MMS. So go to their website, ihsite.com, and then follow it up with a phone call. You might call them up and say, hey, I don't see a whole lot of information about MMS on your website. Can you tell me about it over the phone? And they will. Okay? It's very, very important, folks, that you take good care of your health. Without your health, nothing else matters. Nothing. So take good care of yourself. Call them up, ask your questions, request information, place orders at 800-974-1879. That's 800-974-1879. And be sure to tell them you heard it here on Frankly Speaking Radio. I ask you always to support International Health and all the sponsors and advertisers that make the show and this network possible. The website for the show is www.franklyspeakingradio.com, franklyspeakingradio.com. That's my website for the show, but it's not my website. It's not mine. I don't control it. I don't update it. I don't post on it. I don't pay for it. I don't do the work. And thank God, too, because I couldn't do it. I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I certainly don't have the time. But Webmaster James has been doing this for us for years, and God bless him for it. He's amazing. If you tried to contact me through the website, odds are you probably tried to send an email, and the emails don't go to me. So if you'd like to get a hold of me off the air, the only way to do so is a snail mail address posted at the top of the page, so we can correspond that way if you'd like. The flip side of that is that it's posted also for those who feel led to support this program financially. If you like what you hear, if it's meant something to you, if it does something for you, and you'd like to donate and keep us going, you can do so. There's a way to do that, only if you feel led. I'm not going to ask for it. I'm not going to beg for it. I'm not going to scream and cry and whine for it. It's where you're led to go. So if you want to contribute to the show, you can. Here's the address. Frank Whalen, P.O. Box 368, Prairie Grove, Arkansas. Arkansas's AR, 72753. That's P.O. Box 368, Prairie Grove, Arkansas, 72753. And sincere thanks for any and all support. I'm prayerfully grateful every day. The website for the network is www.themicroeffectlive.com, themicroeffectlive.com. Great stuff there, of course. You can listen live, a variety of different internet streams available there for you. Also, get information on how to tune your satellite dish and find an AM or FM station near you carrying elements of this broadcast, of this network. So there's so many different ways you can listen. Now, if you miss anything live, of course, you got the podcast, you've got the archives all available there to you. That's any shows that you've missed, maybe this one, you want to hear it in greater detail. And we're going to, of course, be playing some music here in a little bit. So, of course, that's going to be exciting for you. And maybe you want to make sure you have access to that. Again, go there, subscribe, and get the shows for yourself. It's fantastic stuff. Also be aware there's a donation tab left-hand side, main page. Of course, tells you in real time what the need is and in real time what difference you can make. And all I can say is that everything we've become here at this network has been because of you. And everything we will become is also dependent upon you. So you get the credit now. Let's hope that there's no blame to be placed later. Because we like doing what we do. We feel it's important work, and we want to keep doing it, and you can make that happen. So, again, your donations greatly, greatly appreciated. And thanks from everybody here. We got two phone numbers for you, of course. Write these down. We're not going to take calls just yet. Toll-free, 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968. The alternative phone number, if you're calling from another country, you have unlimited long distance, or you simply would like to pay for your own phone call, here's the option for you. 208-935-0094. 208-935-0094. Okay. Without further ado, I want to welcome our special guest to the program here today. I've spent a lot of time with the man on the air, off the air, and never in person yet, but hopefully that will be rectified at some point. But as I said earlier, you know, the most powerful medium of expression, in my humble opinion, has always been music. And it's powerful in a number of ways because you feel it, you hear it, it means something to you. And to be able to utilize music to, I suppose you could say, to convey a message has always been the case. It's always been the point of music, to convey feeling, to convey emotion, to convey details. And whatever those are, of course, is dependent on the person writing the music. My guest and his band have been doing this for years, and they've been promoting the truth, the real truth, the stuff that you know, the stuff that I know, social commentary about the things going on in this country that are very, very real. It takes an incredible amount of integrity and an incredible amount of courage to do what they're doing. I want you to go to their website and support their hard work. It's www.pokerface.com. Please welcome to the program our good friend Paul Tepetti. Paul, welcome to the show.
Frank, you always kill me with the introduction, brother. You're just too kind, man.
I'm just speaking truth, brother. It's all true. It's an important thing. And as I said, you know, in this day and age, where I think a lot of us have looked out there at the sea of people who supposedly are on board with what we're doing and supposedly on board with the overall mission about getting the truth out there about what's going on, about waking people up. And so many have fallen by the wayside. So many have disappointed, have let us down. So many have stabbed us in the back. You know, you guys have remained true and remained strong throughout the whole thing, and that is to be applauded and commended always.
I appreciate that, brother. Hey, music as you introduced the band. A cool saying that I was just turning on to the other day is, words make you think a thought. Music makes you feel a feeling. But a song makes you feel a thought.
I like that.
Right? It's pretty good.
That's fantastic. Wow. Well, you've got the new album out. It's called Peace or War, correct?
Correct.
And it's available at PokerFace.com. And again, this thing just became available, and I know you guys have been hard at work on this. How much time went into this album in particular?
6 years, brother. And a lot of that had to do with not for the lack of music or inspiration. It had to do a lot with us trying to learn how to do the producing and the mixing and the mastering ourselves so that in the future we can put something out every year or two instead of spending 15 to 20 grand in somebody else's studio every 3 years. It's been 6 years, but we've written, you know, another disc and a half so far, so we're going to go right back into the studio and just keep producing music. In this day and age,
wow.
People need as much of the truth as possible, and sometimes it's left to the musicians to keep kicking it out if they choose to that path, but unfortunately too many in our business choose to suck on the tit of mammon and have a good life instead of trying to suffer and do what's best for the country, God, and family, you know?
Amen. Amen to that. Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I was thinking this exact thought earlier. You know, I've been in the music industry through radio and, of course, playing music for, I would say, most of my adult life, almost, you know, 20 years. And I've seen it, you know, I've hung out with record reps, I've hung out with bands, you know, I've seen it all behind the scenes, backstage, done stage introductions, all that stuff. I've interviewed musicians, hung out with them, whatever. And you know, unless you are catering to the masses, it doesn't pay. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, Paul Tepeti, you know, he's in Poker Face, that guy's rolling in the dough. What people need to understand, and something I've tried to convey to them about radio as well, is that if you are toting the line, if you are promoting what they want you to promote, whatever that may be, if you're just giving, you know, sanitized, you know, glossy, without substance pop music, you know, you can go somewhere with that. But even still, it's such a long process. I mean, a lot of record companies, they sign up bands when they first come out with the idea that they're going to use them as a tax break. They're going to use them as a tax write-off. So they'll sign the bands, they'll do nothing to promote the bands, and then, of course, they'll drop the bands as a loss. It's a very, very difficult industry to even get into. You guys have been doing it for a long, long time. Now, because you're not doing it the way they want you to do it, means that this is not a profit-making venture. So a lot of people would say, why the heck does Poker Face keep doing it?
Well, the reason why we keep doing it is because we still like to look at ourselves in the mirror and still like the eyes reflecting back at us, that we still have integrity, that we haven't sold out to the beast, and that we have the freedom to say what the hell we want to say without the record labels telling us that you guys are just a little bit too politically hot, and you're going to have to tone down that message in your lyrics and your video. And our response was to the six labels that came out to see us play in 1999 and 2000 is, go F yourselves.
Nice. I applaud you for that. I think it's fantastic. It obviously resonates with me, like I said, because I've seen so much of it, and I know that what you guys are doing is historic. Now, a lot of people could say, oh, yeah, it's historic. But, I mean, I actually truly get what you guys are doing, and I'm not saying that other people don't. I'm just saying that I've seen it from a different side than a lot of people have. And I want people to understand, again, not only is this immensely difficult to accomplish, it is incredibly difficult work. And I just want people to support you guys and what you're doing and to be appreciative of the sacrifice that goes into this. It can't be easy. It can't be easy at all.
No, brother. If anybody should know, it should be you, because you're not doing the music, but you're doing the talk radio end. And even within the Patriot community, there's sellouts. And, you know, as long as you don't want to talk about 60% of the problem, then you have a radio show like most of the idiots on GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. the whole truth has to be told, and if you're not going to step up to the plate and tell the whole truth, then, you know, the half-liars are just are worse than the liars, because at least the liars, you know, they're lying to you all the time. But the half-truth,
right.
Unless you're, like, you know, really up on facts, then you're going to be deceived, and, or you're going to be misled, or you're not going to put your focus on all of the problems, and especially the 60% that gets no press, that gets no media attention on it. It just continues to, you know, work in the darkness, and, you know, we're here to shed a big, big, fat old sunlight on it, so. And they give us love, too.
I think that's incredible. Yeah, well, you know, I think that the operating premise here with you is the same one that I have, and that is that we're doing it for the purpose, not for accolades, not for fame, not for fortune. This
right.
is just our various ways of doing what we can do, and we're not serving the government, and we're not serving the agenda, and we're not serving the paycheck, and we're not serving the dollar. We're serving God, and we're serving, like you said, our country, the real truth here, the real freedoms that are in danger. And it's hard work. It is hard work. It takes a lot out of you. I'll tell you what. I also, and I think I've mentioned this before. You know, I played sports as well. I had tournaments that I had to play for ice hockey, and I was a goaltender, so I was on the ice the whole game. I had days where I had to play 3 games in one day. I've also played a show where it was about 60 to 70 minutes, maybe. And let me tell you something. That hour on stage, you know, pouring out. Basically ripping open your soul and letting everybody look inside. I mean, that to me was more exhausting than the physical exertion of requiring playing 3 back-to-back sporting events the entire game. I mean, it's unbelievably exhausting. People don't understand really what goes into this.
Yeah, but you know, brother, it's a fun kind of exhaustion. I mean, you're sweating your butt off.
Sure.
You know, you're sharing from your soul, which is especially when you're singing, you know, you'd be having good days or bad days, but you still gotta, you know, put the show on. And when the end of it comes and you're exhausted, it's a good feeling of exhaustion. It's a good feeling that,
yeah.
You know, you did what you were supposed to do.
It feels productive, doesn't it?
Very much so, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a feeling of doing the best you can with what you've been given, the time and the talents that God has given you. It's amazing things. Paul Tepeti, our special guest here today, folks. Their website, PokerFace.com, the new album available, Peace or War. I want you to go there, pick up this album, and check it out. We're going to be spinning some songs here from the new album very, very soon. So stay with us. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio, here only here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcasting Network. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. I am glad you're here. Our special guest, of course, from Poker Face and the website PokerFace.com, Paul Tepeti. Paul, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you always for having me on, brother.
It's a great honor for me. You know, again, this is kind of how I got my start in radio, is talking about the music and focusing on the music. And, of course, you know, you and I discussed this yesterday. Music takes you somewhere else. It takes you to a better place and allows you to be able to see things that maybe other people aren't going to see because, like you said, you're feeling a thought, and it's a powerful, powerful medium. And I'm curious about you as far as the songwriting process goes. You know, how do you decide what is song-worthy?
Good question, brother. You know, I would say a lot of the best music has been written on the couches of different friends' houses that had guitars in them, because I'll just be hanging out with them and plucking on the guitar, and you know, before you know it, Father blesses you with a cool new riff, and then you take that riff to practice, and the band jams it out, and it takes form and starts to fill itself out, like, you know, whether it was the chorus you were riffing on or the verse you were riffing on, the rest of the song starts to present itself. And sometimes we have to, you know, jam on it for a while and let it go, and, you know, approach it again on another day. And but sometimes Father just blesses you with a song right off the bat. Like on the new disc, Peace of War, there's a song called Heidi High. We still have the very first day that we jammed on it. And it's not much different than the song that we jammed out that afternoon. Even to the lyrics, the stuff that I was babbling, you know, just coming out off the top of my head, I'd say 3/4 of the lyrics, you know, fine-tuned, actually made the disc. So, yes, it's pretty interesting how the song birthed from us.
Mm-hmm. And what about the lyrics? What about the, you know, the words?
again, usually whatever the melody line starts coming out and whatever words start babbling, usually there's like a word or a line that starts to shape what it's going to, you know. So you have this big, you know, boulder in front of you, but there's, you know, David inside of it, and all we keep doing is just keep chipping away until, you know, it shows itself. And the lyrics are very much the same way. It's like, for me, music is a lot easier. Like, I can write music all day long, and it just keeps pouring out. But when it comes to the words, it's something I have to struggle with, because Father doesn't give you everything, because if he did, you'd be like Satan. So the things that he doesn't give you makes you appreciate the gifts that he did give you. So, you know, that's where that's at.
Well, you're definitely very politically oriented. You like talking about the social issues. You like talking about what's going on, and obviously, if this process is being written in terms of just, you know, playing the music and then whatever words are coming to your mind, it takes a hefty amount of awareness about what's going on in the world in order to be able to do these things. I mean, how much time do you spend paying attention to different issues and different causes and news stories and things that are, I mean, it's got to be just overwhelming doing the music itself, let alone, again, the awareness of what's going on in the world that's got to come with it.
Well, we try to stay on top of most of the issues that are pressing on humanity in our country, because, you know, we need to be tuned in, especially if we're going to be on shows like yours, where we have to be informed enough to have an educated conversation with those. And I keep telling people that, you know, the guys in the band, you know, let me mention real quick, Dennis Spidler on bass, Brett Griffiths on guitar, and Richie Valentin on drums. It's like whenever we put out a disc, it's like a PhD thesis paper. And nobody on the college level will ever give us a PhD because they don't want to offer it in conspiracy, even though, you know, we're very well versed in that speak, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you'd have to be. I think we got time to squeeze in a song here before the break, if that's okay with you.
Please.
Okay, sounds good. This one is called FinCEN, and I'll just go ahead and get them to spin the song, and then you know, we'll talk a little bit about it, if that's okay with you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. So let me get our producer there to go ahead and get that thing going. Again, folks, this is from Peace or War, available at PokerFace.com. It's called FinCEN. Stay with us and enjoy.
Oh,
That's FinCEN from the brand new album Peace or War. Poker Face, of course, and the website pokerface.com. Paul Cipetti, our guest. Paul, fantastic stuff.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, well, we're up to our commercial break here, folks. We're going to knock it out, and then we'll be right back to get a little insight into the song and find out more about this incredible new offering from Poker Face. It's available there, folks. Go to pokerface.com under downloads. Look for the album Peace or War. Came out 2 weeks ago, and we're tracking out some of it here with Paul Cipetti from Poker Face. And we'll be right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Wednesday, October 21st, 2009, 11:33 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Keep in mind, of course, this hour is being brought to you by International Health, your vital resource for wellness solutions. And we like that word, solutions. We like anybody that's out there solving problems, and International Health is certainly doing that. Now, if you've not been to their website, I want you to go there and look at the myriad of products available, instructional videos for all of them. So be sure to spend some time at ihsite.com, ihsite.com. And I would say pay particular attention to the Super Silver. It's something, obviously, I think it's going to be more and more important as time goes on, especially with the swine flu things. And you never know, they may start clamping down on alternative health, natural health-related things, if they end up passing the health care reform bill. So act now while you can, folks. And give them a call and be sure to ask them about the MMS as well. I think you're going to be very, very excited by what they have to offer. But again, here's their phone number. Call, ask questions, call, and request more information. Call and place orders at 800-974-1879. That's 800-974-1879. And as is always the case, we ask you to, of course, continue to support International Health and all the sponsors and advertisers that make the show and this network possible. Website for the show, franklyspeakingradio.com. Website for the network, themicroeffectlive.com. And, yes, very, very excited stuff, of course, with us from Poker Face, and the website is pokerface.com. Paul Cipetti is with us. Paul, welcome back, sir.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Fantastic stuff. We just tracked out the song FinCEN. Let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, people might look at the name and say, well, that's kind of strange. I've never heard of that word.
FinCEN is an acronym for Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Yet another thug group put out there by the IRS and the UN to collect the taxes of those that really shouldn't be paying taxes because it's not income. Mm-hmm. But FinCEN basically represents every thuggery group that is out there that is operating supposedly in our name, but really acting for the globalists. So that's what that's all about.
Powerful stuff. Well, this is you know, this is exactly what we were talking about earlier. You know, with this kind of material, you're making a lot of friends, of course. People are jamming on the music, of course, incredible song. But at the same time, you're also making a lot of enemies.
True. But if you're not on any list, then you're not doing enough of an American job, you know?
Amen, sir. Well said. I think that's fantastic. Well, obviously, with that kind of stuff, I mean, this is the most thought-provoking music I've ever heard in my life, and that's an absolute fact. As I mentioned to you yesterday, it does. At the same time, while it does, you know, bring to light a lot of things, and it does again give us all, you know, some great information, it also brings me a lot of comfort, Paul, because it helps me know that I'm not alone in you know, this fight. And not saying that I ever think that I am. It's just that, you know how it is. Pressures come down. And a lot of times people just feel kind of isolated, you know, that their problems are the biggest problems in the world. And this kind of makes it all come to a head. It kind of makes people realize that the problems that are out there, if you follow the source, it always, always, always stems from the top.
That's right.
That's amazing stuff.
Would you
be interested in another song here?
Losing My Mind. My favorite verse,
okay.
Or one of my favorite verses from the new disc, the second verse goes, it's time to hunt bankers, and the judges and lawyers who are whores too. The safer officials who violate the golden rule. Now you know we got our eyes on you, so you better do things right, or we'll hang you from the highest trees while we party through the night. Because the bankers are at the top of the list, and they need to be focused on. I mean, just look at last year. How many trillions of dollars did we give these thieves? That money should have been given to the American people to pay off their mortgages, but instead it was given to the bankers to steal more money from us. And let's call them out, man. You know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the Kuhlows, the Schiffs, the Brockmans, the Oppenheimers. They are the problem, America, and you need to focus on it. Not the red, the blue, not the liberal, the conservative, not the Nazi, not the commie, but the bankers. Okay, and I figured out an easy way to basically do away with all our debt, and that's nationalize all the wealth that's been stolen by these trust fund families. And if we have to, choose our military to go take back the gold that they stole from us. I don't care if it's in London, if it's in Switzerland, or if it's in Tel Aviv. Let's get it back.
Well, there you go. And that having been said, of course, from the new album, Peace or War, it is available at PokerFace.com. There's the song, Losing My Mind. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Fantastic stuff. That's Poker Face from the album Peace or War. The song is Losing My Mind. Website, of course, PokerFace.com. Paul Cipetti, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, that song's a three-minute burner, man. If I decided to put love lyrics to that, that thing would be like a hit. But, of course, you know, we had to go political with it because that's more the important message. And what you said before about, you know, running politics, brother, I'd rather be writing love songs, man. I mean, that's where my heart's at. But the world's evil right now. And America's crumbling because we don't know who the problem is because the prostitutes never tell us. Okay?
That's
and if
right.
you start to look on the information on your own, and you start sharing the information with people, well, then you start being called names by the chosen pets that you're a hater, you're an anti-Semite, that you're a supremacite. And the most supremacites I know are the chosen few, man. And but we choose to hold fast to, you know, keeping our ideals alive. And, you know, if we have to say what others don't want to say or have the balls to say it, then we'll step up to the plate. It's not me now,
Amen.
And when.
Absolutely, brother. We know. I think the thing about music is that it's such a movie experience to listen to it. It's such a different thing, even more so to be playing it, to be writing it. And you're going to write about the things that are at the surface, you know, the things that are most pressing to you. And yeah, you know, it would be great if we lived in a world where you were writing a song and all that song was about was again, like writing love songs or talking about, you know, whatever the case may be, seeing something, feeling something that was enjoyable. But what you've got here is an urgent need within you to highlight what's going on in the world and to bring this to people's attention and to be able to say, you know, this is at the top of my brain. This is at the forefront of my mind, and I got to get it out. I got to get it out and share it with people because I feel like if I keep it inside, I'm going to lose my mind. And I think it's such a powerful song. All of these are. But that's what I think that shows to a certain extent. If people don't even understand, you know, what I'm talking about conceptually, they need to understand that this is a situation where you're writing about the things that are paramount importance to you. And as a result of that, if it's that important to you, that it's worthy of a song, a huge, huge, huge commitment, a huge gift, honestly, to the truth, then they should be paying attention as well. All right. Well, I'm ready for another song. I don't know if you're ready to... The one I was thinking about, the song What You Say, because I think, again, this is an important thing for people to understand, you know, what they're paying attention to, what they're not paying attention to, and what they're doing about it, what they're talking about versus what they're doing. Tell us a little bit about what went into this one. You know, what did it mean? What made you walk down this road?
Well, let's go back a little bit further. We were writing Pop Love Rock up until 94, and it was the one-year anniversary of the Branch Davidians, who are Americans, and I don't care what faith they might be after that. They were murdered by our government, and it was me sitting in the living room and Father smacking me upside the head saying, like, Paul, it's time for you to do what I put you on this earth to do, and that's not right. You know, hedonistic boy-girl love stuff is to write substance music, and that was the beginning of our path, and that's been going on for 15 years now, very focused, and Lastus came out in 2003. It was basically talking about, you know, the 9/11 charade that, you know, Kabbalah would put upon us, and their emissaries, prostitutes of the media, basically sold that lie to us. And anybody that tries to bring the truth against it, you're un-American, you're a hater, you know, all those beautiful terms. It's like, wait a minute, I love the truth. You're the one that hates, you know, everything that this country stands for. Just like, you know, recently Ron Paul going against Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's trying to say, like, Ron Paul, you're trying to take over the world. Republican Party's like, no, dude, the Republicans have become communists, like the Democrats, and all Ron Paul's doing is being the face of liberty, of freedom. And people are backing liberty and freedom, not Ron Paul. And what Lindsey Graham is trying to, you know, fight out against are the principles that start this country. It's like, look, you know, I can't wait until we, the people, take this government back and, you know, we put the traitors to death. I want to have a Nuremberg too. I want to have the trials. You know, it'll be a kangaroo court like they gave the Germans, and we'll do the same for them. But then at the end of it, you know, once the snake's head is cut off, I think this country will be a lot more free.
Amen to that. Well, that sounds like a great place to go. And we'll go ahead and get this song started. And again, I want people to understand that they can go to PokerFace.com and get this album. It's from the album Peace or War. This is What You Say from Poker Face. We'll be right back.
Killing war, right over the ring. If you matter,
Welcome back, of course. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. That was What You Say from the album Peace or War, Poker Face. Of course, the album available now at PokerFace.com. Paul Tepeti, welcome back.
Yeah, brother. That one and Losing My Mind are definitely at the forefront of pushing the envelope. And
oh, absolutely. So, so powerful. Incredible stuff. It really moves on me.
One thing I got to say, it's like, you know, the music is strong, okay? Not just lyrically, but musically. It's not written for my parents, okay? It's written for the youth of America who are going to be doing the fighting of the Second American Revolution. We hope that our music not only excites them to do the right thing, but incites them to do the right thing, to do the American thing, to revolt against the communist order that's coming. We are the ones that are trying to maintain the Constitution. We are not the terrorists. We are not the rebels trying to undermine the Constitution. We're the only ones trying to hold it in place and hold the prostitution's feet, you know, to the fire. But, you know, until righteous people take this country back, we will be the outlaws until then.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You know, it's interesting, too. I actually got a message here during the show from one of our listeners, and he said to tell you, you know, you are writing love songs. You're writing love songs about what you love and the danger that these things are, that these things that you love are in danger. And,
right.
And it inspires that the fight mentality, you know, the
that's
the
beautiful, brother. I think that whoever the listener is, thank you. And I'll pass it on to the bandmates.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And of course, we have about, I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes here left, actually a little bit less than that, about 5 minutes left in the hour. And I know you're going to stay with us for a little bit next hour as well. And I wanted to open up the phone lines, of course. So we've got more songs to play. But, folks, if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts, 888-747-1968, 888-747-1968. Paul Tepeti from Poker Face, of course, with us. And very exciting. And like I said, I want you to know how much I appreciate this, what we're doing here today, and how much I consider it an honor. Because, again, when you're writing music, when you're putting a part of yourself out there that most people don't do, you're showing a side of yourself that people don't walk through the world doing, Paul, because they don't have the ability to expose their soul like that and still maintain their sanity. It takes a very, very special kind of person to be able to do this, to create music, and then to be willing to share it. And for you to do it here on the show, it's just, it means the world to me. It really does. I think it's powerful, and I'm honored. What can I say?
Well, brother, thanks for getting us, man. You know, more and more people are getting us. It's like when we started writing this music back in 94, a lot of our close friends at the time were like, I'm not getting you. You're like speaking above most people's heads. And we were like, we're not writing for you right now. We're writing for a generation that's going to wake up pissed off and angry and need the music to push them to do the right thing.
Well said. Well, it's definitely ahead of its time. It's definitely ahead of its time. And I think every one of us out there can, you know, what you just said is going to resonate with us, because we've all dealt with people where we've said something. We've said something to them, hey, you know, they're trying to do this. And, you know, people just said, you know, what happened to you? You know, you're not the same person I went to high school with. You're not the same person I remember. Or they might say, what have you been doing since we talked last week? You've just, like, lost your mind here. And then, you know, but a seed is planted, Paul, regardless. It may not spring to life right then. But in the future, when the issue that you're mentioning and the topic that you talk to someone about, when this thing becomes reality, then that person might be coming around saying, I should have been listening back then, but if it's not too late, tell me what I need to know now. Tell me what I need to do now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Two expressions that we've always said, until enough of the middle class of America is suffering because they have no jobs and they have no homes to go home to, then there'll be an uprising. And the other one is, when the beer stops flowing and the sports stops showing, there'll be revolution in the streets. And that's coming. People can't afford that $100 ticket to go see a game anymore.
That's right. Let alone the multi-thousand-dollar bill that's coming with the health care reform. So, yeah, it's going to get to a point, Paul. It's going to get to a point where people say, I've had enough. And they need something, I think, to keep that motivation going. They need something to make them feel like they're not alone. And what you've got here is far more impressive than, you know, the most popular book or the popular video or the popular radio program or the popular YouTube videos that are out there in the community. What you've got here is a galvanizing, unifying love that's displayed in the music. And it's powerful because it brings the message home, but it shows, you know, we are in this together. And when you get politicians and various, you know, government agencies or whatnot, and they're all out there promoting their own messages and saying, hey, let's all come together for the country. That's not the country that we have, nor is it the country that we should have, nor is it the country that you and I want. It's the country that they want to create. And I'm anathema to that. So when I hear the songs, and I spent so much time with them yesterday, it's really important work. And I want people to realize that. It is not easy stuff. Folks, go to PokerFace.com, and you can get the album. It's called Peace or War. We've tracked out 3 different songs of 13, so there's quite a bit that you're not going to hear here today. But we'll definitely get another one in. And I ask you to stay with us. We're going to take a short break and then be back with our third and final hour of the show. Paul Capetti from Poker Face will be with us, and we shall return. Stay around. Welcome back. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Lowe, and I am glad you're here. Wednesday, October 21st, 2009, and about 2 minutes past noon, excuse me, here in the Central Time Zone. Man, action-packed program. I'm enjoying it immensely, and we'll get back into it in just a second. First things first, the website for the program, though, is franklyspeakingradio.com, franklyspeakingradio.com. Again, not my website. But it features content from the program, and God bless Webmaster James for doing so, because I don't have the skills, the resources, the time, the energy, or the money to be able to do what he does for me and for all of you. So appreciate his hard work. Understand, though, if you've tried to contact me through the website, I didn't get it. The reason is, not my website, right? There is one way to reach me, and that is a snail mail address posted at the top of the page. Correspondence, information, whatever, you can send it in that direction. And, of course, happily I'll get back to you. But it's also there for donation purposes. If you're listening to the program and maybe you're one of those people you want to help, you feel led to do something, to donate or whatever, feel free. If you do not feel led, then don't do it. No pressure from me. Here's the address, though. Frank Whalen, P.O. Box 368, Prairie Grove, Arkansas, and Arkansas's AR, 72753. That's P.O. Box 368, Prairie Grove, Arkansas, 72753. And again, I'm prayerfully grateful for all the support I've ever received, and I want you all to know that. So thankful. The website for the network is www.themicroeffectlive.com, themicroeffectlive.com. Listen live there on the internet streams, of course. Also information on how to listen on satellite, and also how to find an AM or FM station near you. A partial list only posted there on the website, and for those out there carrying elements of the Micro Effect Network, if you would like credit, if you want to be named, if you want your frequency in your city and your state on there, we'll happily do it for you. Just let us know. We know that there are more out there, but we don't put it out unless we've been given explicit permission to do so. So contact us, and we'll happily do that for you. Again, if you miss anything live, you can check out the archives of the podcast. Shows like today, maybe you want to hear in greater detail, maybe you didn't hear it live, whatever the case may be, you can have that. Post this interview in other forms. You can email the files around to other people. It's really a fantastic opportunity to do something, to educate others and let people know that, again, you're not the only one out there who thinks this way. You're not the only one out there who feels this way. It's a powerful thing, music and truth. Also be aware, of course, there's a donation tab left-hand side of the main page. Tells you in real time what the need is and in real time what difference you're making. So as I've said before, your contributions keep this network on the air, and in my humble opinion, The truth is too important to let it fall by the wayside. So do what you can to make a difference and keep us going. And we appreciate that immensely, all of us here. So on behalf of all of the broadcasters and everybody there at the Micro Effect headquarters, thank you. Two numbers for your use here today. If you'd like to weigh in and speak with our guests, feel free to do so. 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968. And the alternative phone number, if you're calling from another country, of unlimited long distance, or you simply want to pay for your own call, 208-935-0094, 208-935-0094. Let's get back to our guest from Poker Face and the website PokerFace.com, which the new album is available. It's called Peace or War, and I urge you to pick this thing up. It's 13 tracks. You've heard three so far on this program, and we're honored to have been given the opportunity to do this. Thank you so much, Paul, and welcome back.
Thank you so much, Frank. It is people like you that let other folks know that we even exist.
Well, you didn't have any trouble with that. You never have. We have some callers in the queue, if you don't mind.
Please.
All right, let's do it. Tom in New York. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank.
Hello,
little
sir.
Brother.
What's going on, brother?
We got lots of stuff to talk about. And, Frank, you know what? I got two of my favorite people on the line. I got my favorite talk show host. And I got my favorite hard rocker.
Well, thank you.
You know, integrity and relevance, and I make so many jokes, and in the midst of all of my comedy, I try to do what Paul does with the music, okay, to show you the relevance, okay, of how music is such an important format in getting out a message, all right? Paul, tell me if I was not wrong. I guess it was almost 15 years ago when Sony approached. No, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't that long ago. Sony came up with a contract, and you called me up. You said, "Brother, I need you to look at this contract." And I looked at the contract, and I said, "You know what, Paul? If you were to sign this, if you got a job at a car wash, you'd have to give them money." And the contract was that binding where they would have stuck Poker Face right on the shelf, and they probably wouldn't be producing music today. Now I'm going to show you the relevance between the music and the political atmosphere we are having right now.
Okay.
Obama was supposed to be showing such a change. The Council on Foreign Relations, sponsored Obama all the way through the whole thing. Why would they create a tool to destroy themselves? The same way that Sony, Standard Oil of New York, the Rockefeller Foundation, tried to tie up Poker Face because the message would be damaging, okay? It was a contractual thing. And we live in a world of contracts. And if you understand the contracts and you don't just jump at every piece of meat that's put in front of you, you'll have a healthy life. And let me tell you something. I've been around a lot of people in the rock business for many, 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 many years, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to find a more stable, grounded bunch than my Poker Face, because you know why? We haven't had to send them to rehab. We haven't had to bring them back from the Twilight Zone, okay? They're Christian people. They have Bible studies. They work together. They all maintain a blue-collar job, okay? These are very, very good guys, okay? And I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. But you don't have intimate knowledge of this band like Frank and I do, okay? So all I have to say is keep rocking, brother. I'm so proud of you, and you've come such a long way. In a relatively short period of time, you've evolved.
Thanks,
brother. You've evolved from a romantic rock star to a political, dangerous, feared entity, and you're doing nothing but playing music. Just pull that curtain aside. Continue to pull that curtain aside. Continue to create music that they can hum to, and the message will be embedded into their subconscious. Use the same tools that the leftists used to take down this country. They used music to take down this country. We can build this country back up using music, okay? because people are repetitive. They like to get into the groove of the same thing. And once they get the rhythm, America will be on its way to repair or on its way to war. Peace or War. Isn't that the name of the album?
You got it, brother.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? It's all relevant. And I don't know. I just wanted to put my two cents in before before anybody else got in and started asking a bunch of questions and everything. You know, you being the modern-day jesters in the king's court can get away with saying anything. Because if the rappers can talk about chopping people's heads off and raping them, I guess you could talk about taking away the banker's money, you know? We'll see. All right, Paulie, I'll talk to you later. And thanks for the time, Frank. And you continue to do what you do because we're very proud of you. And, you know, and the format that you and Joe McNeil provide for real freedom fighters, not the people that bought their flags, the day after 9/11. You can ask Paulie. My flags have been flying for way before that. On top of that, I got to give you one quick sniglet before I leave.
Okay.
Paul, I'm going out of my mind. This song going out. If you would have put that on in the car, we would have been in Ohio an hour earlier. I'm telling you, it was like I was like from the cars, you know, like remember we were driving, I'd throw a thing onto the cars and all of a sudden we're going 100 miles an hour and didn't even realize it. Well, that's the kind of music you need, man. It's great.
Dude, I write music for the car, okay, because I spend most of my life in it, so I might as well rock after it, you know?
You know what, Paul? You know what was really a really good feeling? And I'd like to share this with the people.
Go for it.
I was mentored by Eustace Mullins. I don't know if you people know who that is, but he's a very, very smart man. And I'll share this. It was a very, very good thing to happen. There was a time, I guess quite some time ago, where I was tutoring Paul in certain things. He had questions where he couldn't find the right books. And, hey, Paulie, I got a library, man, you know? I know where to look. And I would give him the information, and miraculously, a couple weeks later, songs would come out about it. It was really great. But I had the opportunity to go to Jim Trafficant's Welcome Home Dinner. It was provided to me by Paul. I went to get him, and we drove out to Ohio. But the added treat was somebody that I never thought I was going to see again for the rest of my life was sitting right next to me, Eustace Mullins.
Oh, wow.
I was so happy he was there. And the poor fella, he's had a couple of strokes, and I didn't even think he was going to recognize it because I hadn't seen him since, I guess, the 40th anniversary of Liberty Lobby. That was about, I don't know, 12 years ago, 15 years ago?
Years ago, yeah. Something
like that. But I didn't think I was going to see him again, and he ended up next to me. And at the end, when we were talking, and everybody's into this thing, and he's got this big pie, Eustace has got this big pie-eating grin on him. And, you know, I leaned into him and said, Eustace, what's up? What do you need? You know? You know what he said to me? I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, man, that's like Ezra Pound or Alexander Solzhenitsyn saying that to you, brother.
Right. And you know what? When he said that, his mentor went to jail and was put in an insane asylum. The guy who taught Hemingway how to write, okay? You know? And then Eustace is sitting there talking to me, and I'm talking to Paul, and I say, well, they put him in the hoosegow, and they tried to put me in the hoosegow, and I looked over at Paul and I said, you're next. See what I mean?
Yes, sir, brother.
Well, I just wanted to share that with the people. Folks, this is a real person and someone who's enhanced my life quite a bit. And support the band in any way that you can. Buy some discs. They make good Christmas presents. That's coming up, you know. And why not support the people that actually support America? And support the Micro Effect and try to help Frank out. And once you've got all of those things done, you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself. God bless you fellas, and keep working. I got other things to do. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Tom, thank you so much, as always. You know, I think one of the things that is so admirable about Tom is that Tom gets it. He gets, obviously, the message. He gets the content. He gets the information, you know, the relevance of what's going on out there in the world. But at the same time, I don't know. I guess I never really pictured Tom as being somebody who can exist in both worlds. And I mean both worlds meaning the hard, cold, emotionless aspects of what we have to do to analyze the truth. You know, in order to do this, we got to look at the worst of the worst of the worst and be able to keep our sanity. Does that make sense?
And yeah, brother, we got to be there for each other. And you
absolutely,
know, I do the music part, you do the talk show part. Tommy does what he does best, and
sure,
so we are. Like I tell you, we are the many member body Church of Freedom, and that's the part we play.
Amen, amen to that. Amen. And here's somebody like Tom who can be that calculating, who can be that emotionless when dealing with the facts. Again. And still be moved to being, you know, choked up, moved to tears by the message of truth conveyed in music, the most powerful format out there. You know, the other thing too, when you think about, you know, people talk about protesting and all that stuff, and a lot of people want to get involved in this day and age. But I think the fascinating thing about it, when you look at the 60s, and I don't really, I think nothing about those protesters. I don't really see the point. I don't think they accomplished anything. I think it was just merely an excuse to do something that they could talk about and think it was cool and whatever. But the music of the 60s, was the voice of a generation. And that was a voice of a generation that missed the point. Does that make sense?
Well, what happened is, you know, the music was stirring the people up more than any of the marches did.
Yes.
And that's when the music banks decided to buy up anybody that was saying anything relevant, and
yeah.
You know, make sure that nobody else got out there, because, you know, as long as you control the content, then you can control the message. And, you know, a brother that's become a brother, Mark Farner from my Grand Funk Railroad, I'm supposed to be going out there in the next week or two to finish some writing with him. You know, after his 1976 record, which he did with Frank Zappa, the producer for that record, he had songs on it like Don't Let Them Take Your Guns. And a lot of, you know, pro-America rock when, you know, nobody else was doing it anymore because, you know, the message
exactly.
was to be watered down. And here's Brother Mark just kicking it, and he got dropped on the label. And this is a man that sold 50 million records for the label.
Wow. And see, so you're right on with me. That's exactly what I was saying. You know, here's the message out there. And the message was powerful. People started to wake up, and then you got the hippie mindset that hijacks it, and it's like, oh, it's all about drugs, it's all about free love, it's all about, you know, let's just love each other, man. You know, that's not what it was about. And when it started to get dangerous, they derailed the train, if you will. Anyway, we're going to get back on the track here in just a second. Stay with us. Paul Tepetti from Poker Face, our guest today. We'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in moments.
Frankly Speaking Radio.
From
the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
Rumors spread around, and that cake is down. By the shack outside of games. You know what I'm talking about.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you are here. Our special guest today from Poker Face is Paul Tepetti. The website, pokerface.com. The new album is available. It's called Peace or War. Paul, welcome back, sir.
Welcome back, sir. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. I know we're the time is a little short here, and I promised people another song. So without further ado, if that's okay with you, I'd like to jump into the song Freedom's on the Run, and we can come back outside the song and talk about it.
Welcome
Freedom's on the Run, Poker Face, from the album Peace or War. Available right now at PokerFace.com. Paul Tepetti, welcome back.
Hey, brother, before I get into what the song is about, I hope you'll honor us, me and the band, with a Frank Whalen review of the disc, especially you coming from the radio background. It would please us very much.
Oh, I'm honored. Absolutely, without a doubt, 100%. Consider it done.
All right, bro. Now, Freedom's on the Run is a song that, you know, the chorus tells you what's happening in America. You know, the Patriot Act, you have the Militarization Act of 2007, you have the Jane Harmon 2008 Domestic Terrorism Bill, people dead and gone. There's been a lot of good people over the years that, you know, the establishment has murdered, like William Cooper, like Sherman Skolnick, like the, you know, Randy Weaver's wife and kid. So many thousands, not hundreds of thousands. Well, especially millions if you start, you know, talking vaccinations and stuff like that. But they've actually gone out and politically targeted somebody. They've killed great many Americans that should still be here today breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wrote the song either with Bush in mind or Obama because they're all the same people. You know, they work for the same people. Back to the
mm-hmm.
banker. Rob Child was the one who chose Obama, Obaminator.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty amazing that you can have that kind of crossover. You know, you didn't just write an album and go, crap, we got to get this out before Bush gets out of office. Because, you know, everything remains the same. You know, they switched the political parties, which basically is the window dressing, but the core of it is still the same. The core issues will always be there until people start realizing the power and authority that they have. And there is no more empowering tool for the truth than music, I think.
I agree, and that's why we're still using one of the last tools that we, the free, the Commodore, still has in his possession. As long as he can create, nothing stops that creation. The only thing that needs help is the distribution of that creation. So,
amen.
That's why we're here
and
now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna. I'll tell you what. I know you're short on time, but if you can hang with us throughout this break, we'll come back. We'll talk about where people can get this, how they can support it, and what you guys have coming up in the near future. Sound good?
Thank you, brother.
All right. Folks, Paul Tepetti from Poker Face is with us. He will return with us after this break. The website, PokerFace.com. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio right after this, here and only here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcasting Network.
Frankly Speaking Radio. The Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Of course, our special guest today from Poker Face is Paul Tepetti. The website is PokerFace.com. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I know you're short on time, and I just wanted to say again what a great, great, great privilege this has been for me today, not just to speak with you, but to be able to play these songs, to share this with you. You know, here while we're doing it, and to share it with all the listeners as well. You know, this has been a great and powerful experience, I think, for all of us today. And it's because of you and all the amazing guys that comprise Poker Face and, of course, all the people behind the scenes that make it possible for you guys to continue to do these things. So thank you for that.
Well, back at you, brother. You know, anything that we can do to continue to help you too, so.
No, I appreciate that. So the album is available on the website there, PokerFace.com. So what people should do is type that in, go there, and then they click Music Downloads. That'll take them to a place where they can order any of your songs or any of your albums. And the latest one, of course, is entitled Peace or War. It's at the top of the page, and it's $9.99. So it's an incredible bargain for the amount of work, heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears that went into this album, I would imagine.
Well,
you brought up an interesting point. This is the first time that we've ever been able to offer digital downloads. But if you click on store, then you can actually buy the hard copy of the disc, and that comes with our famous inserts. But people that just want to download a song, the digital download store is the way to go. It's $1.49 per song or $9.99 for an album. And nice. if you need to get the music fast, that is the way to do it. Otherwise, if you want the hard copy, like your old school, like ourselves, and order away, the disc is $19.95, and that includes shipping.
That's wonderful. And they would get that, I assume, through the contact part of the website there.
Anybody that wants to be in touch with us, that's the way to go. Our phone number and our email addresses are there. So we actually do respond to all mail that's sent to us.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to give out the address and the phone number, if that's okay with you, just for those who are maybe listening on an AM or FM station. Maybe they don't have Internet access.
Beautiful.
Okay, sounds good. Folks, if you'd like to write to Paul or anybody in the band, if you'd like to, of course, request an album, by all means, please do. The address is PF Productions, P.O. Box 9200, Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is PA 18105. It's PF Productions, P.O. Box 9200, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18105. The phone number where they can be reached, of course, again, you're looking to place orders, 610-434-8775. That's 610-434-8775. And, Paul, what can I say, my friend? Amazing stuff that you guys continue to do, to dazzle, to amaze, to inspire, and to motivate. And it's been a great pleasure having you doing that with us here today. Thank you so much.
Rick, thanks so much for having me up. Let's talk soon, and send me your address to send you a copy, brother, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Can't wait. Give my best to all the guys, of course, and thank you so much for your time today, Paul.
You too, brother.
God bless you. Thanks. You too. Keep up the great work. Amazing stuff, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Paul Cipetti from Poker Face, the website pokerface.com, the new album entitled Peace or War. Remember, we played four tracks from the album, and there's 13 in totality, so there's a lot that you didn't get to hear today here on this show. But it's fantastic, and again, I'm telling you, something to be said for music. It's a powerful medium, as I said. And the more I listen to it, the more I realize how much it does for me, how much it brings to me, how much it makes me crave even more. Music is the truth. If you haven't listened to a song in a while, maybe, or you haven't listened to an album in a while, something like that, you know, something will trigger that in your mind, and you'll for some reason, stumble across it or pop in an old cassette or, compact disc, of course, for the new music, new media type people, of course, there's your iPod and music player, digital music players, things like that. And then for the old school, maybe it's a record. And if you're antiquated, maybe it's an A-track. But the point is, you hear something you haven't heard in a while, and it brings back memories. It brings back memories of a place in your life, a time in your life, how you were feeling, what you were doing, what you were concerned about, things like that. And for Poker Face, with their music, it's timeless. It's going to bring you back to things. It's going to remind you of things, but it's also going to, again, keep your feet firmly planted on solid foundation in the now, staring, without fear into the future. It's an amazing thing, and I just respect these guys so much. I hope you'll continue to support them. As I said, pokerface.com is the website. Amazing stuff with this new album, and I hope you guys all pick it up. I hope that you enjoy it as much as I have. It's phenomenal. Well, to get back to what we were talking about in the first hour, we were talking about the media being controlled. And think about what that means. This is a source of information for people. You know, whether it's television, it's radio, articles that are written, newspapers, magazines, television programs, and I don't mean like news broadcasts or anything like that. I mean actual scripted television programs. You know, comedies, sitcoms, whatever you want to call them. The hour-long dramas, things like that, and we talked about this Entertainment Industry Foundation, I believe that's what it is, EIF, and how they're basically on board with this idea of promoting service and volunteerism this week on television. Over 60 different programs have agreed to take part in this, and when I say agree, I'm sure they're being strong-armed. When you get the heads of all these networks saying this is a great opportunity to show the power of television, Who are they showing it to? To their masters, to the politicians, the political agenda that's being promoted. So some of these shows are going to have just elements, just aspects. Some of them will probably have like a little tag on the end of the show saying, please go to blah, 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 serve.gov. And make sure you do something today. Get involved. Well, what are the causes and the activities and the directions they're pointing you into? Clearly, every one of them is very much promoting the agenda of the administration, of the powers that be. So it's really an amazing thing and a frightening thing, too, to a certain extent, to say that here can, you know, they can just basically pass down a directive and say, you will air this content, you will promote this content. It goes to show you something I've been saying all along. What you've got here is the biggest advertising campaign you could possibly imagine or conceive of. And we've been facing these things and looking at these things and dealing with these things for so long now. Think about what that means. Let's say you take a pop song and you hear it on the radio. Now, in conventional radio, which I've been a part of for the, you know, a great deal of my broadcasting career, those things are called, you know, a rotation, right? It's considered to be, you know, something that gets played often. Now, it used to be about every 90 minutes. So for those people who have ever worked outside or something like that and had a radio sitting next to them, they'll hear the same song every hour and a half. And it gets to be obnoxious and tedious and irritating. Didn't we just hear the song? And then, yes, you did just hear the song. You're hearing it again. And so on and so forth. Now, that's designed, again, for the repetition value, where you're going to hear a song frequently. Now, the radio industry, the music industry, the record executives and whatnot, what they do is this is all true, by the way. This is my personal experiences. I know how it works from being in conventional radio. The record executives send the record representatives, and they go to radio stations. They go to radio stations, and they meet with program directors and music directors. And these are the people who, the program director decides what gets aired. The music director decides what the music is that should be being played. And, you know, the MD and the PD can meet and talk about these things together. The record representative comes to town. And they breeze in, they make appointments and all that stuff. And they breeze in with their corporate credit card. And they say, hey, I want to take you out to dinner. I'm going to take you out to a really nice dinner and we'll talk about the new song. So they go out to dinner or whatever and they talk about the song. Or else, you know, they'll sit in the studio and in the office or something and play the new disc for whatever they're trying to promote. Then they take them out to dinner and they spend a lot of money. Order whatever you want, it's on me. Order whatever you want, it's on the company. You got it on the gold card, the company credit card. Sky's the limit, whatever you want. You want alcohol, you got it. You want to eat the lobster and steak, you got it. No problem. Let's talk about the music. And the program director might say, I don't know if this is really, you know, kind of in keeping with what we're trying to do. Music director might say, I don't know. And they say, well, how about we sweeten the deal? How about a trip? We'll go ahead and we'll buy a trip, a plane ticket to Cancun for two, plus hotel. And we'll do that not for you, but for the listeners, right? We'll do it for giveaway purpose, something like that. Well, that sounds pretty good, record representative, but what else? I mean, is there something else? Because what, you know, it's okay, but it's not necessarily the best thing. And they'll say, well, you know, if you do this and you play it for, you know, if you promote this song in heavy rotation, we'll go ahead and we'll slide you the new album, a bunch of giveaway copies for this band that you really do like. That's also on our label. You know, the cross promote the two. This is how the wheeling and dealing is done. And that's just part of it, of course. Pay a little plug, Ola. This is a very much a fixture in radio back in the day. DJs would be responsible for whatever songs they played. This is like way back in the day. And the record companies would just pay them off and say, hey, here's X amount of money. Spin the song and say it's the greatest song you've ever heard. Because people understand that the media is very influential. Like I said, when you see a product on the news and they're like, they've got this weird new product. It's an alarm clock that sings show tunes. You know, who wants that? But, you know, if it's on television, if Oprah's endorsing it, it's all over the place. All of a sudden people want an alarm clock that sings show tunes because Oprah said it's cool. You see what I mean? It's the same thing with the music industry. It's the same thing with television. When you have information like September 11, 2001, right? Horrible information. People want to get news from somebody they trust. They want the familiar faces there. They want the Dan Rathers. They want the Walter Cronkites. They want these people to be out there doing that. Now, if the news was reporting the truth, why do you need a believability factor? Why do you need a trust factor with your news anchors? The answer is, of course, you don't. So my point is the same thing applies with radio. When you get out there and you endorse something, you know, the idea here, which is why I tell you go and do the research. I said, don't take my word for it. When I talk about the Super Silver, I talk about, you know, the Berkeys. I say, you know, call Debbie up. Ask Debbie about the Berkeys. Don't take my word for it. Go and do the research on their website. Doesn't matter what I think. I'm telling you that. It's different. I'm not buying into the way that, you know, conventional radio works because I know how conventional radio works. I know the endorsement thing. I know how it happened. So my point is that they can slowly saturate these things. Now you've got magazines. Magazines that review albums, they review books, they review things like that, right? How do you get those books reviewed? How do you get those albums reviewed? I mean, honestly, if Poker Face sent a disc to Rolling Stone, do you really think Rolling Stone would review the disc? No. No, they would not. Why? They're probably not. Poker Face probably doesn't have the money that's required to get the payoff to get your album reviewed. I mean, how many albums are coming out every week, every month? A ton of them. And they don't focus on the little ones. They don't focus on the good ones. They don't focus on the solid ones. Who has the money? The major companies, the major executives, the major corporations. That's how they do that. And there was the movie reviews, same thing. You may recall that there were some shenanigans called when certain movies were coming out, and they had a reviewer who was putting out these reviews. Oh, this is the greatest movie. Everyone needs to go and see this. And it turned out it was just a completely fictitious person. It was a made-up entity. So things like that. This is a very lucrative thing. So you take this and you cross-promote it all, right? You've got your music and the song that's played. It used to be every 90 minutes. Now it's like 45, every 45 minutes, if not more often. You hear the same song. Whatever it is that's like considered to be, whatever they've decided is going to be the hit of the summer, gets all that airplay. And then you start seeing it in commercials for movies that are coming out. And you start seeing it in ads for certain other things. And you've got all these contests and online things and the songs everywhere, and it's on YouTube and it's everywhere. You got ads popping up on various websites promoting this album. It's everywhere. It is designed to be everywhere because they are not in they're not promoting choice. They're promoting control. They're promoting whoever they have decided is going to be the winner. Who is going to have the number one album? Who is not? Who's going to have the number one movie? Who is not? Who's going to be president? Who is not? So what we see here in this ulterior motive, this agenda with the National Institute of Health, or not National, excuse me, the National Endowment for the Arts, the NEA, not the NIH, that we've been talking about here this hour, as well as, again, this other outfit called the EIF, the Entertainment Industry Foundation, and, of course, working hand-in-hand with the White House to facilitate their agenda. Well, gosh, 60 different television programs all covering the same content all this week? You're going to be blitzed by it. And we saw it before with the environmentalism thing. See, something doesn't have to be true in order to be believed. It has to be promoted. It has to be advertised. It has to be crammed down your throat. And when it happens often enough, it becomes reality. It becomes conventional wisdom. Right? The idea that the world is flat. It just, everybody thought it was flat. So one day somebody goes, man, I think the world's flat. Because they looked and they're like, I don't see any curve. Must be flat. They thought it was flat. The idea that the earth is the center of the universe and everything revolves around that. Somebody just said it. And eventually more people said it. And other people heard it and said, man, I better sound smart. I'm going to say that too. And they went on and they went on and they went on. And then that all of a sudden is conventional wisdom. Somebody comes along and challenges it. And they're labeled a heretic or insane. Forcibly medicated, tortured, punished, killed, executed, whatever, assassinated, as the case may be. It's shaking up the status quo. They don't want that. So look at global warming. At best, if you say that the science that it proves that global warming has taken place, even if you can find that, there's no guarantee that it's human beings. There's global warming happening on other planets. Yet we are deemed to be the cause, and we are facilitating this, and we're fast-tracking it, even though, again, science says that the planet's been cooling for the last 11 years. But they're still promoting their environmentalist agenda. Why? Because they don't care about the planet. Why? Because their ideas and concepts won't actually help the environment. Why are they doing it then? For control. the ability to control you, the ability to find you, the ability to, you know, tax you and steal your home or whatever they want to do. These things are all there in the cap and trade legislation, much like the health care bill. So they do, and they go over the top, and they try to promote these things. So they have to do it subtly, because sometimes people are going to be accepting of it, and sometimes people are not. Now, if you're telling somebody, oh, this is a really entertaining movie, they might go see it because they want to be entertained. You tell them you're going to go ahead and steal their freedoms away, you got to be a little trickier with it. So my point is that when you get the federal government, the White House in particular, involved in the arts and in television, with all the major networks in compliance with this, there's certainly an ulterior motive at work here. It's so that way you can watch television for your 8 hours a day. And when you watch show after show after show after show, it is constantly integrated within that story for you to go and do something, for you to go to a website, for you to volunteer, for you to donate your time. Do you see what that means? It's subliminal at that point, right? How many times have somebody said something and you just look at them and say, man, you know, everybody's talking about that. Like, it takes like six or seven people maybe to talk about a movie that came out, a song that came out, a book that came out, you know? Like the Da Vinci Code, remember that? It's like it was everywhere. Da Vinci Code. And just maybe at one point you remember where you just kept hearing it from all these people. Like, man, everybody's read this but me. Because, again, subconsciously, you're filing it away every time you hear these things. Until finally you're like, wow, that's amazing. So you want to go ahead and go out there and read it too. You don't want to be left out. You don't want to be the only one who doesn't do that. Or maybe you intentionally want to be that person, like me. I'm very contrary. But the point is that when people watch the news, you might have your walls up. You might have your eyes open. You might be have your discernment sharpened. And you're paying attention. You're ready for them to lie to you. You're ready to laugh in their face. You're ready to call BS when they say something. But if you're watching a 30-minute sitcom, that's your relaxing time. That's the time when you sit back and put up your feet. You turn off the discernment and just let it wash over you, right? Oh, I like to laugh. Oh, bring it on. More laughter. I need to relax. This is how I zone out. This is how I come down after a hard day. It's by relaxing in front of the television. Well, here you've got 60 programs this week that are all facilitating people going to websites and volunteering and serving their country. Now, if you say you want to serve the country, don't worry. They'll happily direct you. You handily type in the issue that you feel most, you know, suits your passions, right? If it's Iraq or it's the environment or it's healthcare, and they'll send you wherever they need your help. And they'll say, you can go down here right now and volunteer. We need people to go and talk to the kids at schools. We need people to go online and leave comments. We need people to go on blogs and respond. We need people to go to their elected representatives and tell them that you want this. Tell them you want this. Wait a minute. If you just told me, how can I say I want it? They convince you of it. That's the whole point, folks. You have the biggest, most thorough advertising campaign in all of human history. And it's planet-wide, and it's 24/7. And they're promoting fear, and they're selling fear. When fear is present, it makes you want to do something. The fight or flight, you know, options, as they say. You can fight the fear, or you can run from it. If you run from it, then, you know, you're cowardly and you're useless anyway. And you're going to be quiet. So it's no big deal if you run. But if you're one of those people who sees the fear and you want to fight against it, the powers that be really want you. They want you to be on their side. And they say, man, dolphins are getting killed, man. Polar bears are going extinct, man. This cannot stand, man. We need to do something. What do you do? What do you do? Don't worry, they'll tell you. If you want to help the environment, you have to do this, this, and this. Go to this website here and volunteer your time. Your time is very valuable, folks. For those who listen to this program, don't think for one second that I don't appreciate that I'm even worth listening to for a moment, let alone for all 3 hours. And when they're trying to hijack your time, there's a reason for that. It's because they want to take your energies, take your focus, take your passions, and derail them and channel them into something else that serves their agenda. So what I'm saying is, overall, the amount and the array of all this that is designed to influence you in every arena possible, 24/7, it's because they're afraid. They are afraid of you. They're afraid that you'll wake up. They're afraid that you'll see behind the curtain. They're afraid that you'll see the truth, that you'll read between the lines, that you'll stand up and say, wait a minute here. The emperor has no clothes. They're terrified of that. So when you live and you exist and you live and breathe in the truth, folks, there's nothing to be afraid of. And it may feel like you're alone out there, but you're not. And that's my whole point. Have faith that God has granted people the ability to discern the truth from lie, and that those people have the right building materials and the right foundation to stand for the truth. It's a faith issue, folks. Faith is the absence of fear. And you can be there too, if your faith is placed in the right place, and certainly not serve.gov. Anyway, that's going to do for us here today on Frankly Speaking Radio. It's been amazing. I've enjoyed it greatly. I hope you stay tuned to the Micro Effect Radio Broadcasting Network. Raylan is up next with Rumor Mill Radio News. I will see you tomorrow morning for more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day.